Good morning to all. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, the prophet Samuel was sent by God to the house of a man named Jesse. Jesse had 8 sons. Samuel was sent there to locate the one of the sons that would be anointed the new king of Israel. Samuel was impressed by the outward appearance of each of the first 7 sons. However, each one of the handsome 7 sons was rejected by God. Then God told Samuel the following in chapter 16, verse 7. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And of course, as the story continued, another son, the youngest son, David, was brought before Samuel. And God told him that David was the one to anoint as the future king of Israel. Now let me tell you another story. Several years ago, I had the privilege of being a camp counselor at a 2-week Christian summer camp. At the camp, there were 6 separate boys' cabins with 12 boys per cabin, and I was in charge of one of the cabins. As part of the camp procedure, all the boys in attendance were encouraged to keep their cabins neat and tidy. There was a running competition between the 6 cabins. Every morning after breakfast, the camp administrator would come to each of the 6 cabins and inspect it for cleanliness and orderly appearance. He checked to see if the beds were made, floors swept, etc., and gave each cabin a grade. Whichever cabin won the competition at the end of the 2-week camp would win a small prize. Each boy would win a small gift certificate of some sort. Now, as luck would have it, the cabin I was in charge of never seemed to measure up in appearance. Our cabin received poor grades for the appearance of the inside of the camp, even though the boys really tried hard. The night before the last day of competition, one of the oldest boys came up to me with an interesting observation. The discouraged young boy of maybe 13 asked me this: doesn't God look on the inside of a person and not our outside appearance? He then added, I think there's a scripture that says that. We then looked up 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, and the boys made a poster of it and displayed it prominently in our cabin for the cabin administrator to see the next day. Now, our cabin did not win the competition, but the camp administrator was so impressed with my boys' initiative and knowledge of Scripture that he gave the boys in my cabin a gift anyway. Friends, there's a lesson here. Let us pray. Father God, we are so thankful that you look on the inside of a person. Help us to maintain a pure heart for your service. Amen.